there's an emergency halfway across the world. I'd have to leave now if I'm gonna make it. I can't put lives at stake. I've gotta go.
Mr. White, I was wondering if I could head out a little early for lunch today. Oh, well, I appreciate that you know I'm a trustworthy employee, sir. I promise I'll be back before the hours. Okay. He obviously doesn't seem to be too worried. Now I just need to find somewhere to make a quick change and fly out of here. Okay. I'm back with 5 minutes to spare. Just need to find somewhere to change back into my work clothes. I think I can use the employee bathroom in that restaurant if I just enter through the back alley entrance. That should work. Oh, Mr. White. Mr., if you'll excuse me. Well, you never know where the next emergency will pop up, right? Really? A big fan? Should I be flattered? Are you flirting with me, sir? Well, you might need to brush up on your technique a little, if you'll excuse me.
Holy fuck, that was close. What is Mr. White doing in this restaurant? Okay, no time to ponder that. Just get changed and get back to work. Oh my god, what if he recognizes me? Just get back to work.
What's that, sir? No, I already took my lunch. Remember I told you I was going out early? I got back within the hour. Right, it's not important. Something fun happened on your lunch. Really? What happened? Oh, wow, that is exciting. She's a hero, after all. Really? More attractive in person? Well, that's nice to hear. Not surprising, I guess. To be honest, I would kind of have to agree with that. Because, sort of indirectly, I know her. No. One of my neighbors knows her somehow, and she was at a couple of their parties where I was invited, so I met her a couple times. What? A way to get in touch with her? Why? I guess I may be through my neighbor, but like I say, we're not close or anything like that. A message from you? I could try. Sure. What kind of message? Stop by your apartment tonight. Tonight's probably not good for her. It's short notice. And what if she has cats? Right. She's a superhero, silly me. Well, I guess it can't hurt for me to reach out to my neighbor and try and get her a message from you. So, you like her? No, I wasn't implying she's out of your league. Maybe a little, but I just meant you don't date, ever. You know, after what happened with your wife, and not like you shouldn't be dating. I think you should. I just... No, not set your standards lower. Forget I said anything. Sir, I'll see if I can get a message for you to her. No, it's not silly. Not at all. Oh my god. He likes me. Well, he likes superhero me anyways. That's probably not a good thing. What if he finds out who I am? That could be dangerous. I'm not gonna go to his apartment, of course. That would be ridiculous. No, I'm just gonna stay home at night with my cats like I do every night. But what if he feels rejected and he needs to get out and date? He needs to date me. I guess technically he would be dating me, except he thinks I'm her and doesn't know that she is me, and oh my god, I don't know why I'm even considering this. I'm definitely not going to his place. Definitely, definitely not gonna go. Well, fancy running into you here. I got a message and you had some sort of emergency. You needed me to pop by. I figured it's hardly ever emergencies in a high-class building like this. But you did pique my interest today. Thank you. Whatever you're drinking is fine. Lovely apartment like this, and you live here all alone? I am a superhero, you know. I think I could deduce if there was a woman here living with you pretty easily. Although, in my opinion, a handsome man like you definitely shouldn't be living alone. Unless he's got very particular tastes. I'm guessing you're looking for some adventure in your life, especially if you invited me over. I think you'll find my life is not as adventurous as you might think. Not day to day, anyways. But sometimes, that's the way of things. People often overlook the quiet, introverted, brainy types, thinking their lives are boring. Often, those are the real wild ones. Especially, well, you know, wild in every sense of the word. You probably already have someone like that in your life that you overlook every day. Someone right there in front of your face. Someone who could be the one for you. That brings back that excitement to your life. Rocks your world in all aspects. Well, I am right in front of you now, but I don't quite fit that bill. And often, what people expect of me is not quite what they get. They expect the ultimate and power and confidence and domination, which more often than not can lead to a bit of a letdown. Whereas finally getting together with someone who you expect to be quiet and boring and innocent, oh, they're the ones that'll blow your mind. Among other things. Oh, to the contrary. I never underestimate myself, but... Oh, suit. Well, superhero business calls, so I can't stay, but it was a pleasure having this drink with you tonight. Well, if another emergency pops up, then I guess you know how to reach me, don't you? Keep in mind what I said, though, about the quiet, nervous ones. You might be missing what's right under your nose. Good night. Oh my god, that was close. Oh, I think he knows it's me. The way he was staring at me. Why did I even come here? Why am I trying to convince him to notice me at work? What was I thinking of? God, I'm putting my whole identity into jeopardy just for this one man. Smart and successful and deep, and he needs someone in his life after losing his wife in that way. Oh, I know what he needs. I've got what he needs, but I'm playing with fire, and I really need to stop. No more of this. Tomorrow it's just back to the everyday, and if he asks to see the hero version of me again, yes, sir. I've been working on it since bright and early this morning, sir. No, don't you worry. I'll get it done. I'll definitely have to work late, but I won't leave until it's done, sir. You can count on me. Oh, well, thank you, sir. No need to take notice. Just doing my job. Okay, just a few more finishing touches on this report, and oh, I could go home for the night. Maybe have a hot bath and... Oh, hi, Mr. White. I thought you were gone for the night. Oh, no, you didn't have to stay late just because I had this big project to work on. Oh, no, you're a great boss. You ordered us pizza. Join you in your office. Sure, that's very kind of you. What's that? No, I guess you're right. We've never had a meal together before. By the way, how did it go last night? Did my neighbor's friend, you know, did she actually stop by? She did. That's good, right? Oh, you're not sure. Did she say something or do something? She wasn't interested in you. I find that hard to believe. I mean, what makes you think that? Oh, well, maybe she was just saying that her life is busy or complicated. You know, women in general are complicated. Superhero women, don't get me started. Me? Well, I'm not complicated, I guess. Well, maybe people call me shy and introverted and innocent, but I don't think that's necessarily... No, my eyes were just bothering me a bit, so I took my glasses off. What? Oh, maybe you're the one whose eyes are tired, sir, if you think a superhero and I look alike. And Never. That's really silly. What? I don't think my clothes are baggy, just... It's cold in the office a lot, and there's no real dress code, is there? I'm not violating any rule. No, it's not cold in here now, it's kind of hot. My sweater? Yeah, I guess I might be more comfortable if I took it off. Okay. There. See, I don't really look much like her at all. Plus, I kind of need my glasses back on anyways. What? I'm bustier than she is. Oh, well, she wears a very tight costume, which kind of would press her breasts down any... I mean, I'm assuming. But yeah, you're probably right. See, just another reason we couldn't be the same person. Not that anyone would think that we're the same person. Sorry, I am rambling a bit. I do that when I'm nervous. I guess you make me a little nervous. You're my boss. And... What? I mean, I've noticed you're here every day. In what way do you mean, sir? Oh, shoot, that's the cleaning staff. It must really be getting late if they're here. I should really finish up at my desk and get home. I do have a few cats to get home to. Thank you for dinner, sir. No, it was nice, thanks. Oh my god. Now he thinks I look like her. I think I did a good job diverting attention from that. This is kind of what I wanted, but it's freaking me out now. What am I gonna do? Well, I just thought I'd stop by. See if there were any more emergencies in your building. Plus, I was kind of sad I had to run last night. Our chat was just getting good, don't you think? You seem a little more nervous this evening. Do I make you uncomfortable, Mr. White? You think my voice sounds familiar when I say your name? Oh no, he's on to me. And here I thought I was unique, being the only female superhero and all. You didn't offend me. You're really adorable when you're nervous. I never get to see you this way. I mean, I didn't get to see you nervous yet. Don't worry, I'm not going to use my superpowers to have my way with you. Although, you might like that. I do have x-ray vision, after all, Mr. White. But I try to only use it for the big, important things. And from what I can see, it's very big. What is it? What's the matter? What's change in you from last night to tonight? Was it something I said? Really? you noticed someone you've never noticed before. Well, these things tend to happen when you let your guard down. Someone sexier than me, yeah? Oh, thank you. But I'm sure there's lots of women who are sexy in their own way. What is it that you find interesting about this woman? What did you say her name was? An employee. That's a little risky, don't you think, Mr. Wayne? I mean, you're obviously the boss, so you probably know what's best. So you've taken notice of this employee. How does she feel about you? Skittish. Interesting choice of words. I wouldn't use that word. I mean, in general, it's not a word in my superhero vocabulary. I'm not skittish much, Mr. Wayne. I'm more of a take-action kind of girl. I see something that needs to get done, and I just do it. Kind of like this. That's needed doing for a long time. Well, I mean, time's relative to a superhero like me. And you were the one who was very eager to have me over. I figured you wanted a little more than you got last night. And without any emergencies calling me away, tonight might be a good night and see how things go. I'm sensing your hesitance. I'm not used to rejection, Mr. Wayne. Yes, of course, I can tell your cock is hard. But just because one head's into it doesn't necessarily mean that the other is. Are you thinking about this woman at your work? I guess I have no one to blame but myself. You think you would be somehow unfaithful to this woman that you don't even have a relationship with yet by being with me? It's confusing. You know, this could be a potentially once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you, Mr. Wayne. I'm very in demand, as you might imagine. And here I am, in your apartment, your cock hard, my super pussy wet. Well, I'm not the quiet one now, am I? I get to say anything I want. I get to take your hand and slip it right under the crotch of my suit so you can feel how wet I am. Are you kidding me? That is your building's fire alarm. And as you know, duty calls, Mr. White. Seems the universe really doesn't want us to be together. I wonder why that is. I guess you can think about that while I'm off saving the world. Oh my god, that was so stressful.
happy. I mean, my pussy liked it. Oh shit, the fire alarm. What am I doing? Gotta go.
Well, good night, Mr. White. Yes, it has been a very long couple of weeks. Glad it's over. No, no plans. Dinner? At your apartment? That's not really necessary. Well, everyone works hard here, sir. No, it's not that I don't want to. I do. Sure. Yeah. 7 it is. I'll see you then, sir. Wow, it's a very nice place you have here. Very tastefully decorated. Oh, that is the lamest thing ever. Just calm down, it's gonna be fine. The view of the lake from your balcony must be spectacular in the morning. Oh my god, why did you mention being here in the morning? Shut up. What's that? How did I know your unit had a balcony? Most of the units on this side have a balcony, and I could see that from the street, right? Yeah, well, it's my job to be observant, I guess. Oh my god, stop screwing up. Just be quiet, let him do the talking. Of course, I love working for you. You're a great boss. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Well, I guess I don't just think of you as my boss. You're a man. You're very nice. Well, only when deadlines are due, then you're still nice, just in a more panicked way, I guess. And you're smart. Really smart. I like that. And I said sweet. And oh, yes, you're handsome. Of course, I mean, you know that already. I'm blushing and sorry, just I could take my glasses off. My vision's not that perfect without them, but like this? Why did you need my glasses out? Mr. White, you've been wanting to do that for a long time. Now I don't mind. It was really nice. I wouldn't mind if you did it again. What? No, you're not out of line. I kind of expected this to maybe be a date of sorts. So that would mean that tonight you wouldn't be my boss, and I wouldn't be your employee. We'd just be two people on a date. Yeah. Maybe you could show me around the rest of your apartment. Maybe show me the bedroom. Please, please, I've wanted this for so long. What was I supposed to say? You're my boss, and you never really noticed me before. No, I'm not asking for an apology. I'm just trying to explain why I'm so turned on. I don't want you to think that I'm just some wild woman. You've heard that the shy, smart types can get pretty wild. Really? Who told you that? Oh, well, I know you kind of had a thing for her, and no, you don't have to explain. It's none of my business, really. Oh, you thought you wanted her, but you think I'm sexier than she is. But she's a superhero. Really? Oh, fuck. Oh, please. Can I take your cock out? That's not too forward of me, is it? Because I really, really want to suck your cock. Oh, I can say a lot of dirty things with this sweet, innocent mouth. As I kiss my way down to your cock. Yeah, take it out for me. Fuck. It looks very lickable. Oh. Like how my tongue looks running up and down your shaft. Flicking over that slit. Oh, fuck. I want to suck the cum right out of the slit of your cock. Ah, you like that. Oh, I guess maybe your superhero friend was onto something. Yeah. Well, I'm not like most of the women you've been with. I love sucking cock. I wanted to wrap my lips around your dick for so long. Wanted to taste your cum. Make you explode in my mouth. Oh yeah, my dirty little mouth. What? I guess it's only fair that we take turns. My pussy is really wet already. What? Did I say something wrong? Am I being too forward? Is it a turn off? Oh, fuck. Yes, I like it when you just yank my panties down and push me back down on your bed. Oh, God. Put your face right there. Oh, my God. Why did you stop? What? I don't know what you mean. What do you mean? The taste of me is familiar. Oh my God. He was fingering my pussy the last time. Did he taste me off his fingers? Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. Don't you think most pussies taste the same? Well, I'm not a very good judge. I've never tasted a pussy before, but I mean, if you don't like it, it just... Oh my God. Okay, I guess you do like... Oh fuck. Oh, what was I supposed to remember? Oh, I don't even fucking care. It still feels so good on my bus. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Yes, lick it. Oh, stick your tongue in my hole. Oh, it's gonna make me come. Oh, Mr. White, you're gonna make me come. Oh, I think it's kind of kinky calling you Mr. White while you're eating my pussy out of. Oh my God. Right there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I want to come. I want to come, please. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Maybe you should be the superhero between the two of us. You've got a powerful tongue. What did I mean by that? Nothing, just... your cock is still hard. Let's not forget about that. Oh, God. You have an amazing cock. And... I'm so wet after coming, and so tight. Now you think we can talk later, and after I'm finished taking a ride on your cock, straddling you like this, and sliding my pretty pussy down over your thick pole. Yes, I do, Mr. Wayne. I want to ride your cock. I want to fuck you. You want me to take these titties out so you can see just how big they really are? Watch them bounce as I ride your cock. Oh, God, that dick. Feels so fucking good. Oh, like how my wet hole just clings to it. Oh, yeah. Grab those titties. Squeeze them. What? Yes, I've imagined this before, sir. But, mostly in my fantasies, I'm on all fours trying to get you to fuck me. I never really expected this, you to let me ride your cock. Oh, God. I do love riding you. But I really would love feeling you feeling me from behind. I've had that fantasy so many times. You have? Over the past few weeks, especially. Oh, I've had that one too. Bent over your desk at work. Yeah, I want to bend over for you, sir. Just like this. Oh, see how hard you are for me. Show off my pussy for you. How wet it is for you. Please. Please. I need it, sir. I need you inside me again. Ah. 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 Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah, you do. You feel so good in me. You like how tight that is. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Yes, grab my tits. Oh, fuck. I'm so sensitive when you squeeze my nipple. Oh, God. Dick gets deep. Yes, deep like that. Oh, fuck. What? Oh, no, you can come at me. It's fine. I've wanted that too for so long. To feel you filling me up with cum. Do it, sir. Do it. Come at me. You're gonna make me come again. It feels so good when you pound your cock at me just like that. Just like that. God, I feel you coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, God. I'm coming to you. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, God. Did I couldn't imagine it being any better than that. Oh my God, you're still inside me. Oh, yeah. I love that. The feeling of your cock just, oh, still slightly hard in me. Sliding around with all that gooey cum. Am I surprising you? By saying I like you filling my pussy with your sticky cum, sir. I do. I want more. Is that too presumptuous of me? Oh. You bought stuff for breakfast, too, just in case. That is a little presumptuous, sir, but I like it. I really like your cock. Do you think I can maybe clean it off? Taste your cum on it? I don't know, I guess. In the heat of the moment, I do get pretty wild, but afterwards, a little embarrassed at how wild I got, and still so hungry for your cum. Yes, sir, I just want to turn around. Stay on all fours while you stand there and I clean you up. Oh, fuck, no. Not your fire alarm again. I mean, well,